This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon, Jan. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am very well, and I've got no agenda for today. You've sorted me out with my VPNs and my password protections. So today, it's over to you, and I believe we're going to talk about Apple TV and Disney Plus. Are these streaming services worthwhile?
Right. So, yeah, I thought it would be cool to catch up a little bit with what's been happening in the last week or so. And one of the things that's happened in South Africa is Apple TV Plus has launched. It costs about 90 Rand a month. And now you've got in South Africa where you know, we were begging for access to Netflix just a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Now there's this glut of choices. It's Netflix and Showmax, which are the ones a lot of people know about. And then there's Amazon Prime Video. There is now Apple TV Plus. And, you know, there's some other services out there as well, which, you know, might be interesting to talk about it at a different time. But the interesting thing here is, you know, yeah, as you ask, is Apple TV Plus really worth it? Disney Plus is only available in the US at the moment, or at least not in South Africa.
Okay.
And so that's a bit of an issue if Disney decides to pull its content off of Netflix, because here in South Africa we do have access to some of Disney's older catalog, things like, well, and catalog that it's acquired, things like the Indiana Jones movies, some of the Star Wars films, and so on.
Okay, but that doesn't sound all that appealing, though, Jan. That sounds a bit dated and old.
Sure. So what Apple TV Plus is doing is it's riding on, and obviously Disney Plus will have all the new stuff and all the old stuff. Sometimes, though, you just want a lazy Sunday doing a movie marathon of Indiana Jones movies. But but with regards to Apple TV Plus, as I said, 90 Rand a month, and what they're trying to do is also get out there with a host of original content. And this is what all the big guys in the space are trying to do, because trying to negotiate rights globally is just a quagmire.
That's interesting.
You end up in a situation like Netflix is in, where you have some stuff available in some regions and some stuff available in other regions. Like in South Africa, we have far fewer movies and series available overall than in the United States. But we, for example, have access to Star Trek Discovery, which Americans don't, because CBS has its own streaming service over there called CBS All Access. Here in South Africa, we get access to some HBO shows on Showmax, which once again, in America, you have to subscribe to HBO's own streaming service if you want to do that, or have a cable TV plan of some kind. And so, like, you have just this mess of rights all over the world. And so what they're trying to do is create their own original content. So, so Apple TV Plus, they've got The Morning Show, which has got quite a bit of press, a show called C, which stars Jason Momoa. Sorry, I should actually mention that The Morning Show is starring Jennifer Aniston. C is starring Jason Momoa, who we now know as Aquaman, but who I got to know as Ronan Dex from Stargate Atlantis, and he was also Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones. And they've got a bunch of shows like this: Dickinson, For All Mankind, Snoopy in Space, The Elephant Queen, Helpsters, Ghost Rider, Servant, Truth Be Told.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, this is all, I don't recognize a word, none of this. Tell me something, have this been empirically rated? Has mybroadband.co.za done any sort of analysis on the different services and come out with a rating or a recommendation?
Right, so this is what I can tell you, right, is right now it is cheaper for you to subscribe to Amazon Prime Video. So if you just go on a price for price comparison.
Yes.
And so yes, you're not going to recognize any of the shows I just listed on Apple TV Plus, because they're brand new shows that Apple commissioned.
Okay.
And so the reviews are still coming in. People are watching them based on, you know, the actors that are in them, and then they will decide whether they love them or not. You can subscribe to Amazon Prime Video in South Africa for less than, depending on what the Rand dollar is doing, let me just quickly search that. No, about the same or less than Apple TV Plus. and you get far more stuff on there. They also have a bunch of original shows, some of which are critically acclaimed, and it's the same price. And funny enough, Amazon Prime Video is available on if you buy like an Apple TV box, the actual physical box, you can actually watch Amazon Prime Video on that. And so what we're seeing happening now is people are going to subscribe to these services based on what they want to watch, not just to have a service. Like Netflix used to be the thing that you subscribe to, and when you feel like watching something, you know, you plop yourself down in front of it and you search for something to watch. Now we're ending in a situation where folks are going to have to keep track of which service has the show they want to watch,
yes,
subscribe to that service, and then what might happen is when, you know, you finish that season, because it's all bingeable now.
You kind of can it.
When you finish that season, yeah, you cancel it until the next thing on that service comes out. And so you're going to end up in a situation where you have to kind of manage your subscriptions. Otherwise, you'll be subscribing to 5, 6, eventually 10
independent
streaming services. And I guess people are going to miss the days of being able to subscribe just to like one DStv package, but we shouldn't say that too loudly. People get very angry when I say that.
Excepting you are getting such incredible wealth of choice that it is just quite remarkable. I mean, I must tell you, I found this Amazon Prime just an absolute joy. It's got programs on it that are such good quality and so excellent. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel's comes to mind, which is just hysterically funny and superb. But you make a very good point, Jan. I mean, maybe now that I've seen it and binge-watched it, maybe it's time to can it and wait a while and see what the next one is.
Right. And what this does give people is control, right? This is what we've been asking for, is to say, hey, give me control over which channels I subscribe to so that I don't pay for the stuff I don't watch. And this is what that control looks like. And it's wonderful to have that choice and to support the services that are doing the stuff you like. And then, you know, not have to spend money on the services that don't have things that you don't like. And so, yeah, if Disney Plus, it's not available in South Africa, then they don't get our money. If Apple TV Plus is doing something that you like, you know, if you think the morning show is funny and want to see it, or you really enjoy Jason Momoa's work and want to watch C, you subscribe to it. If you want to watch the shows like The Tick and, as you said, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or The Grand Tour, or numerous other shows on Amazon Prime Video, you can subscribe to that. And you've got a very granular control now over how you spend your video entertainment budget every month. It's not just 800, you know, 900, $1,000 going one direction and you've got no choice.
Absolutely. Jan van Meulen, unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. We're coming up for 6 o'clock, but thank you. Thank you for that valuable insight. And you're certainly going to change the way that I use my various streaming devices. We are running out of time. What a surprise. We tend to do that on a regular basis. Karen, loved your SMS. Thank you so much. Loving you guys. Been great. I mean, what more could one want than that? If you stay tuned just after 6 o'clock, Beyond Governance with Dr. Nimrod Mbele will be up. I always find that a remarkably interesting program. Tabo, what are we going to play out with?